Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the dazzlies are followed.
As I went out one morning, it was early as I strayed, and it being in the month of May when the birds sang in the shade, and the sun smiled melodiously, then following close with pride, where the primroses and the daisies from all round Blackwater's side. Well, I'd not gone but half a mile when there I chanced to spy two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he held her in his arms, these words to him she'd said: "I stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid, for when you are in America, those Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your eye, and you'll forget those promises and vows to me you made. So stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. Oh, and I am in America, those Yankee girls I'll find, but they'll have to be more charming than the one that I left behind. For there's not a flower in yonder bower, or blooming in yonder glade, that can remind me, love, of you, your me lovely Irish maid. And it's many's a foolish man said she has left for a foreign shore, oh, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. But in the crossing of the Atlantic foam, sometimes their graves are made. So stay at home with me, my love, I'm your lovely Irish maid. And like two fun hearts together, well, this couple did embrace, and like honey drops upon the flower, the tears fell from her face. And there's not a day while you're away that I'll visit still this place. So come back to me again, I'm your lovely Irish maid. Oh, as I went out one morning, it was early as I strayed, and it being in the month of May when the birds sang in the shade, and the sun smiled melodiously, then following close with pride, where the primroses and the daisies from all round Blackwater's side, where the primroses and the daisies from all round Blackwater's side.
Great Derry Farrell with Blackwater Side. And Derry is on tour at the moment, and I think he might be in Belper. I think that's the nearest he gets to us on the 30th of March. And I'll play that today also, because as I sit recording, it is the 19th of March, and it is Phil Carter's birthday. So happy birthday today, Phil, and that was for you. Derry Farrell there.
Well, now, Sam, it's time for this.
Friday's Child,
that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
And we're still in the thick of Scottish battles in this section of the Child Ballads. We're up to 163, which is called The Battle of Halore. And this is one of the big songs of a fantastic singer who you will know, the traditional singer from Aberdeen called Jeannie Robertson. And what a singer she was. And this must have been one of her big songs. I've just read a fascinating legend about Hamish Henderson when he recorded Jeannie Robertson. He wanted to track down the best singers in Blairgowrie. And in 1953, he went to the doorstep of Jeannie Robertson based on her reputation alone. But she wouldn't let him in. She was reluctant to let him anyway, unless, apparently, he could tell her on the doorstep the opening line of this song, Child Ballad number 163, The Battle of Halore. And he complied, so she let him in. The very same year, she was down in London, and Alan Lomax famously recorded Jeannie Robertson, along with Gene Ritchie, Margaret Barry, and Isla Cameron. And they all swapped songs, and Jeannie Robertson recorded The Battle of Halore on that occasion as well. The Battle of Halore apparently happened in 1411. The history of it is pretty mixed up, and there are some names in this ballad which were not people present at the battle, but such is the folk process. One thing I can tell you about the song is that it probably wasn't written immediately after the battle, but seems likely, according to Francis James Child, to be a more recent composition, probably a 19th century ballad. Nevertheless, the song is exceptionally popular. Jeannie Robertson recorded it, Lucy Stewart recorded it, Ewan McColl recorded it, and it's been recorded many, many times since. But so important is Jeannie Robertson's version, Sam, that when you look at Bronson, the great collection of the tunes made in the 1950s and 60s, published by Bronson, he quotes Jeannie Robertson's version as version number 14 in the big book. So without further ado, the wonderful Jeannie Robertson singing this week's Child Ballad, The Battle of Halore.
As I come by the Greyshland in Dún Benadaraha, there were 30,000 healing men, a march into Harla, singing the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. It's did you come through the healing's man, did you come all the way, and did you see MacDonald and his men as they marched through his sky, singing the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. For I've come through the healing's man, and I've come all the way, and I saw MacDonald and his men as they marched through his sky, singing the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. It swears you near and near enough to gee their number see. Come tell to me, John Hillen man, what might their number be? Singing the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. For I was near and near enough, and I their number saw. There were 50,000 Hillen men, a married and hey, her last sing in the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. For they went on and forward around the Dunan Bible Queen. It's there they met Sir James Rose with him, Sir John the Grim. Sing in the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. If that be true, said Sir James Rose, we'll no come muckle speed. We'll call upon our merry men, and we'll come our horses' heads. Singing the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. Oh, nay, said Sir John the Grim, sick things were monody. For the gallant grains were never beaten, we'll try that they can be. Singing the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. For they went on and farried on, and doon and by her law, the fell full claws on Alky's side, six to right she never saw. Singing the D.I.O., sing Palladu, sing the D.I.O., aye. The fearful claws on Alky's side, six strikes you never saw. For Alky's sword get clashed for clash at the battle, oh harla, sang in the EIO, sing falla do, sing the EIO. The healing men with their long swords, they lit in us for sale. They drove back were merry men, 3 acres, Brent and Mary sing, and the EIO sing, falla do, sing the EIO. Lord Forbest, his brother did say, oh brother, done you see, the beat is back on every side, and we'll be forced to flee, sing and daddy I-O, sing fall-a-do, sing daddy I-O, oh nay, my brother dear, oh nay, that manna be, for you'll take your good sword in your hand, and you'll gang in with me. Sang and diddy-i-o, sing fall-a-do, sing diddy-i-o, aye. For the twa brothers brave, gied in amongst the throng, the swab doon the healing men, we swords both sharp and long. Sang and diddy-i-o, sing fall-a-do, sing diddy-i-o, aye. The fairy strike, Lord Forbes Gid, the brave MacDonald reeled. The second strike, Lord Forbes Gid, the brave MacDonald fell. Sing and the D.I.O., sing fall-a-do, sing the D.I.O. What a cry amongst the healing men when they see their leader fall. They lifted him and buried him a long mile through her law. Sing and diddy-i-o, sing fall-a-do, sing diddy-i-o, aye.
In this vain world of trouble, many accidents occur. I'm going to sing about one as sad as you ever heard. It was in Fall River City, they were all burned up and killed. Imprisoned in a factory known as the Granite Mills. Now it was my opinion, and it's my opinion still, they might all have been saved had the truth been told from the flames of the burning mill. So young in years, she was standing at the window, and her eyes were bathed in tears. She was standing at the window as she called her mother's name. Oh, mother, mother, save me. And she fell back in the flames. Now it was my opinion, and it's my opinion still, they might all have been saved had the truth been told from the flames of the burning mill. Before my eyes, she was leaping out a window, thrown from the roof so high. With a crack, she fell down on the ground. She was bruised and burned and killed. 300 people lost their lives in the flames of the burning mill. Now it
flames of the burning mill. One poor girl tried to escape by sliding down a rope, but when she got but halfway down, the burning strands they broke. I hope her soul has gone to rest in a place that's dearer still, above, above, in heaven above, far away from the burning mill.
Single from Alison Krauss and Union Station with their new singer. In fact, it's not Dana Danzerminski. I can't remember the name of the singer, actually, without looking. But that was a version of the Granite Mills, which we believe they must have got from Cordelia's dad.
Not just believe, Sam. Yeah. I would bet my house on it.
There's absolutely
no doubt that that is straight from Cordelia's dad. And a mark, really, of a testament to the importance and influence of Cordelia's dad and Tim Erickson and his colleagues in that band. And I really enjoyed that from Alison Krauss and Union Station. We must find out the name of the new singer. I didn't realise Dan Tominski had left the band, Sam.
Yes.
When did he leave?
I don't know, but this is their first record in a long, long time.
It is
as Union Station, and the announcement was that they had a new member.
So interesting. There'll be a story there.
They will indeed. Shame the tour with Cara Dillon isn't now, because I'm sure you.
Indeed. Well, look, you've put me in mind of the great Cordelia's dad. So I'll play you the first Cordelia's dad track I remember hearing. And like many people, this just blew me away. Here is Katie Krull from Cordelia's dad.
When first I came to town, they called me the Roving Jewel. Now they changed their tune, they call me Katie Krull. Oh, diddle all the day, oh, little old lie all day. Oh, that I was where I would be, then should I be where I am not here? I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, diddle all the day, oh, little old lie all day. When first I came to town, they brought me the bottles plenty. Now they change their tune, they bring me the bottles empty. Oh, little old day, oh, little old honey. Oh, then I was where I would be, then should I be where I am not? Here I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, little old day, oh, little old honey. I'll go and through the boggy mire, straight way down the road till I come to my heart's desire. Oh, little old day, oh, little old holiday. When first I came to town, they called me the Roving Jewel. Now they changed their tune, they call me Katie Krull. Oh, little old day, oh, little old holiday. Should I be where I am not? Here I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, little holiday, oh, little holiday. Oh, that I was where I would be, then should I be where I am not? Here I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, little all the day, oh, little all I all day.
Cordelia's dad, Sam, and I just want to let you know before we have the next track that that was Kath Tyler singing with Tim Erickson, and Kath Tyler's husband, Phil Tyler, who is English but has specialised in old-time American music with Kath. Phil has a gig tomorrow night at Bishop's House in Sheffield. Do go and catch him. If you're not coming to the Raisy Voice Harmony Weekend, I would urge you to go and get the last few tickets if you can get them to go and see Phil Tyler in concert. He was subsequently a member of Cordelia's dad as well. Sam, you've got something I don't know next, but you say it's also from the Americas?
Yeah, yes, and you will know it, James, when I say that the song is actually called Ancient Light, and the band is I'm With Her. And it is Ephra O'Donovan, Sarah Jaross, and Sarah Watkins. They got together a few years ago, quite a few years ago now, to form I'm With Her, and they've now got a brand new album, and this is a song from it. This is Ancient Light.
Better get out of the way, gonna figure out what I wanna say. I've been a long time coming, making my way through the weeds, branches tugging the sleeves. I've been a long time gone. No more crying, I'm not gonna put up a fight. Dry leaves under my shoes.
better place. Miles and miles away from the city's race. Look around for someone dying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba-da-ba-doo-da-da.
Tracks about light. First you heard I'm With Her with Ancient Light, and then we had Light Flight from Pentangle's classic era-defining album Basket of Light. They say that if you remember Woodstock, you weren't there, and if you remember 1969, you weren't there. Well, I don't remember it, and I wasn't there, but I came along very shortly after, and my parents played that record to death, and I absolutely love it to this day. Sam, what have you got for us now?
This is a track by Andy Cutting and Anne Leopold. Andy Cutting, we all know, of course. Anne Leopold is a great melodeon accordion player from Belgium. So we're really looking forward to this. They are appearing at the Greystones, one of the gigs that I'm pleased to be doing in conjunction with Bright Fevers. They are appearing at the Greystones on the 12th of April. We'd love to see you, and it's going to be a great, great night. This is a tune called Hallsway. Thank you.
saw the parting moon dying from the sky. Saw the parting moon dying from the sky. And as a new day broke, came a gentle kiss. As a new day broke, came a gentle kiss. Oh, wash over me, tender bliss. A gentle
new music from Chris Brain. His new album is out now, and that was Sun Did Glide, one of the biggest singles from the new record from Leeds, Chris Brain.
We mentioned that Culverake will be with you at the Harmony Weekend, James, and we've had a track from Seb Stone in the first half of the programme. Let's have a track from Lizzie Hardingham now. And this track is from Sing Yonder, Volume 1, an album that goes with a series of books called Sing Yonder by Carl Singfeld. Volume 2 is about to come out, but this is a track from Volume 1. This is Lizzie Hardingham with The Seas of Love.
Thank you. gardener he stood by, and I asked him to choose for me. He chose me the violet, the lily, and the pink, but I refused all three. I refused all three. In June there's the red rosebud, and that's the flower for me. For oft I have plucked at the red rosebud, till I gain the willow tree, till I gain the willow tree. Come all you false young men, don't leave me to complain, for grass that has oft been trampled underfoot, given time will rise again, given time will rise again.
Lizzie Hardingham, lovely track, Sam. Now, I've just been reading this, the beginning of an excellent book sent to me by its author, Ian Anderson. It is called Alien Water, 6 decades paddling in unpopular music. I'm talking about Ian A. Anderson, who was one of the co-founders of the magazine Folk Roots, which went on to become Fruits. Ian Anderson, who dedicated much of his life to championing music from outside the British Isles, and did a huge amount for overseas artists and to bring them to the awareness of British audiences. He pioneered many a folk club and has been supporting the music, the underground music of this country for his life. Well, his new book is out, and we're going to talk to Ian A. Anderson about the book as soon as we can on the program, possibly next week or the week after, and we thank him for sending a copy to the program. The reason I'm talking about Ian now is that I noticed, sadly, on Ian's page today, that he announced two people who might not know that one of Ian's favourite musicians, a man called Aurelio Martinez, has passed away after a tragic plane accident in Honduras that happened on Monday. Aurelio Martinez, known just by the name Aurelio, was an ambassador of a particular and rare and very special music and culture called Garifuna, which dates back to the 17th century and is a mixture of West African, indigenous Central American and other cultures, and has a whole ritual and music life that goes with it. And Aurelio Martinez was a key part of it and a spokesman for it. As well as being a musician, he became the first Afro-Honduran elected to Honduras' National Congress. But after his good friend and mentor, whose name was Andy Palacio, died unexpectedly young as well, Aurelio decided to resume his career in music. And it's a huge loss. He was just 55 at the time of his death. Thank Ian Anderson for drawing my attention, not just to his passing, but to his music in general. And we look forward to talking to Ian about many of the artists he introduced to British audiences over his many years, and also about his book, which you should definitely investigate. There's a fantastic review of the book. The book, as I mentioned, is called Alien Water, and if you want to find out why you should get it, I refer you to John Wilkes' review in the recent Trad Folk. In January, he reviewed the book. It's a brilliant review of a great book, which I'm very much looking forward to digging into. And I'll just read you one thing that John said about the book. What elevates Alien Water beyond a mere collection of anecdotes is its underlying message. A life in music, however obscure or challenging, has a purpose beyond the self. Alien Water is more than a memoir. It's a rallying cry to keep paddling even when the current pushes against you. Well, I can't wait to get stuck into it in full and look forward to talking to Ian. And in the meantime, let's remember the life of Aurelio. This is a brilliant track from his album of the same name. This is Laro Bea. Thank you.
Thank you. body down. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down.
Sam Carter, absolutely beautiful single. Sam and I both picked that for today's program. And we thank Sam very much for the new single. You can see Sam this weekend at the Manchester Folk Festival. Well, actually, I think he might have played there last night, to be absolutely honest, so never mind. He's probably sold out at Cafe 9 on Thursday, the 24th of April, but if not, make sure you get to see him there. Or if not, you can catch him around the country. He'll be playing in Wiltshire, Shropshire. He'll be at the Green Note in London on the 11th of May, York at the Black Swan Folk Club on the 15th of May, Harwell Village Hall in Oxfordshire on the 16th of May, Milton Keynes at the Stables on the 6th of June, and Hambleton Folk Club in Hampshire on the 11th of June. Sam Carter lives in Sheffield, an excellent singer, and that was his arrangement of a Shape Note song, which was absolutely beautiful, Long Time Travelling, a song I associate as well with the singing of Peter Bellamy. And let's hear the great Peter Bellamy now from the album Both Sides Then. This is the Gallant Frigate Amphitrite.
Frigate Amphitrite, she lay in Plymouth Sound. Blue Peter at a full masthead, for we were outward bound. We was waiting there for orders to send us far from home. Our orders, they come for Rio and then surround Cape Horn. When we arrived in Rio, we prepared for heavy gales. We bent on all new rigging, my boys, bent on all new sail. From ship to ship they cheered us as we did sail along, and they wished us pleasant weather in the rounding of Cape Horn. In beating off Magellan Strait, it blew exceeding hard. While short in sail to gallant tug, they fell from the topsail yard. By angry seas the ropes we threw, from their poor hands was torn. We was forced but to leave them to the sharks that prowl around Cape Horn. Round the Horn, my boys, we had some glorious days. And very soon our killicket dropped in Valparaiso Bay. Them pretty girls come down in flocks, I solemnly declare, that they're far before them Plymouth gals with their long and curling hair, because they love the jolly sailor when he spends his money free. They laugh, they sing, they merry, merry be, they enjoy a jovial spree. And when your money is all gone, they won't on you impose. They are not like them Plymouth gals that'll pawn and sell your clothes. So it's farewell to Valparaiso and farewell for a while. Likewise to all them British Spanish gals all along the coast of Chile. If ever I live to be paid off, I sit and I'll sing this song. God bless all them pretty Spanish girls we left her around Cape Horn.
Right, we've come to the end of this week's show. Thank you all for listening. It's been a great show. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, I really enjoyed today's show. Lots of great new music as well as the old classics.
It's been a great show. We really enjoyed putting it together for you. And we're gonna finish with a bit of Martin Hayes. I was delighted to spend a couple of days in the company of Ryan Young last weekend, and he did tell me that Martin was on tour in May with a trio, and I'm looking forward to that. I think he's in Leeds on the 27th of May. So let's have a bit of Martin Hayes to finish off the program, and we will see you next week. Look after one another, folks.
We will indeed, and take care. Here is the Longford Tinker. Just time for some bonus Anne Briggs. This is Me Bonnie Lassie.
Hey, you see notes of my bonnie lad? Are you sure he's well? Oh, he's gone all along with stick in his hand. He's gone to row the keel. Yes, I've seen your bonny lad 'Twas on the sea I spied him. His grave is green, but not with grass. And you'll never lie beside him. Hey, you see not of my bonny lad, and are you sure he's well? He's gone along with stick in his hand. He's gone to row the keel.